And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Homer Radio.
We don't have time for this. We got to do some more talking.
Maybe actually got to go back out here and do things. Yeah, the Turkey Trot weekend is coming up over in Yellville, and I'm really looking forward to Turkey Trot. I tell people all the time that's
I just wish they were throwing the turkeys again.
Well, it's like Marion County's family reunion. And
I'm sorry, dropping.
Anybody spend any time in Marion County knows that Turkey Trot is the time to get together over there, and we have such a great time. So I'm looking forward to Turkey Trot weekend once again.
Yeah, you get to see all of your relatives that you forgot about and wanted to forget about, and then you've got to see them again. But it's only once a year, so it's not that big of a deal.
Right. Yeah, I'm looking forward. Turkey Trot's always a good time. Well, we'll visit some more with that off the air here in just a little bit. Right now, though, we need to talk with the folks on the air about Master Gardeners. I've got Tommy Hagen and Sue Gasecki in the studio with us here this morning. Well, he said somebody got his name wrong, so anybody that doesn't know Tommy may not know that believe it or not, he has taken at least one, maybe two pictures in the last couple of years.
That might be a good way to describe it.
How many are on your phone,
Tommy? Might be a few zeros behind
150,000, last I heard.
Yeah, that's about what it is.
Someplace north of 100,000 at any rate. But, yeah, Tommy, we were being told that Tommy has finally gotten a picture on the front page of our local paper. And oh my gosh!
when we did the first Friday, he only took about 75 pictures that day in 30 minutes. Yeah.
The reaction was he just showed me the number on his phone. It's 156,000 and change.
And that don't count his camera.
Exactly.
Well, I haven't heard about. He hasn't told me a number in a little over a week. So.
Closing 157,000. Tommy, you got his picture on the front page of the paper. So buy yourself a copy of the local paper and you can see Tommy's picture there. We never even heard what it was a picture of, Tommy.
It's actually the steps into Cotter or into the river down at Cotter. We North Arkansas Fly Fishers, mm-hmm. Trout Unlimited, and the City of Cotter and the Game and Fish Commission redid that beautiful little parking lot. We now have four benches for people mm-hmm. to picnic, and then we have two sets of steps into the river, and it's really, really nice. That's what it is.
Well, it is actually very scenic down through there. It's actually a very beautiful spot, but I do have one large complaint. You guys stole my secret fishing spot.
It's not a secret anymore.
Well, I had a little spot just right off the path where you guys were at over there, and I could count on that spot being free anytime I went over there to fish, and it hasn't been.
Got some bad news for you, buddy. That's a busy spot
It is a busy spot right now, but the people will enjoy that. It is a beautiful, beautiful setting over there. And thanks for the NAF for coming on board and helping out to get those things into place, because I know there's a lot of fly fishers that use that particular stretch of the river.
Let me give one guy particular credit. A lot of people worked on it, but a guy named Tom Emmerich was a bulldog.
Yes.
And Tommy stayed after everybody, stayed after the railroads, stayed after the mayors of Cotter, stayed after everybody, and was right on top of it. And we ought to name it Tom Emmerich Park. But anyway, he did a lot of hard work.
That might happen some point in the future. You know, those things tend to work themselves out at some point going forward. So we need to talk about stuff going on in the planting world right now, and not a real easy segue to change out of that into for fishing to plants. You'll see some greenery out there if you're fishing, but it's something bad's happened if you're picking up pieces at the bottom of the river. The good news is this is fall, and people are getting very, very active in their gardens. We've had some sweltering heat all throughout the summer. We're getting ready to slow things down a little bit for fall, Seal.
Yeah, we are, but one thing we can't forget, we've had such a lot of hot weather, and in spite of a very wet spring and most of the summer, we have been dry for several weeks.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And even into the fall, you still need to water your lawns, your garden beds, and don't forget your trees.
Right.
All right, a lot of people do everything else, but they forget that they've got to get some water on those trees, and we have been dry. I told some friends of mine, I says, until about the 1st of August, I had my sprinklers on once in the yard because it rains so often and so well. But I've certainly watered in the past month, and you need to keep doing that until things start to go dormant on you.
Well, you probably only had them on once a day through the month of August.
she couldn't have used them much in July. We've had more 90-degree days in September than we did in July.
This is true.
We did. But we had quite a bit of rain early, so we got spoiled this year. Mm-hmm. I told a friend of mine, it's August. It's supposed to be dry and brown down here, and it looked like Ireland. It was so green, which is a nice change, and we appreciated it, but still.
We're not complaining too much.
No, absolutely not. Clean up your vegetable garden, all right? When you're all done and the things that, you can still get some stuff out of there now, but as things start to fade and you're ready to pull them out, do pull them out. Don't let that stuff overwinter in your garden, mm-hmm. because it will encourage pests that you're going to pay for next year.
Right. Yes.
So absolutely take them out. And a good idea, if you clean it out, is to put in the cold weather vegetables. We've talked about that before. But, you know, it's a good time of year for that stuff to germinate. Mm-hmm. With the temperatures lowering this weekend, if you put in lettuce seeds and those kind of things, it will pop up.
Okay.
And depending on how soon we actually start getting frost and such, you can keep that garden going. And if you protect it, I've seen people do it well past Christmas.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Depending on the kind of winter we have.
Right. Well, then that's, that is still completely and totally up in the air. The prognosticators have been so vastly different on what they're going to
be. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Like. So, I do
different wrong.
Different. Well, they're going to be
well,
right.
Well, they've promised us cool weather for the last 3 weekends.
And delivered, haven't they?
It was cooler.
More or less.
Well, more or less. We're looking for things to cool off, and as that does happen, we're going to see a little bit of a change in our yards. We've got all kinds of information to go over. I want to hit real quick on this year's fair. How'd it go over there at the fairgrounds for you this year?
We had a bigger crowd than normal with people exhibiting this year. Fantastic. So I want to have a big thanks to the whole community for supporting the fair, supporting Master Gardeners.
Right.
All right. You folks have helped us so much this year on all of our big projects. Our seminar was the biggest ever.
Right.
Our plant sale was the biggest ever. I can't tell you the fair was the biggest ever, but it was a huge success.
Right.
So we thank everybody for what you did, and start planning for next year. And if you got kids or grandkids, start talking to them about what they can do next year.
Yep.
They probably saw the big sunflowers and big pumpkins and all that kind of stuff, and kids love to grow those kind of things. The bigger the better. So encourage them.
I've always tried to figure out how they haul those big pumpkins around, those big 300, 400-pound pumpkins. It's got to be a chore to get those things.
I couldn't tell you. Maybe you have an idea.
We actually had a 350-pound pumpkin this year,
and
it's pretty amazing. I've seen them on pallets. It's usually how they carry them around. So, but I'm like you. I wasn't there when they checked them in, but I thought, this has got to be interesting to see how they got this little puppy in here, because it was really, really cool. There are some good pictures we have put on the on our Facebook account.
All right.
And so look and see what we did.
Okay.
Another great idea, and Seal's talked about this before, look at the rules for the entries, and there's a lot of cool things you can put into the plants for next year.
I know a couple of folks were saying that even the canning stuff, as we've seen the supplies of those dwindle, and that leads right into the Master Gardener stuff. You can can all the big, great vegetables you're growing. So we need to take a quick little break right now. Sorry for stepping on you there, Seal. We've got to get out of here. I need to tell the folks that are listening to the Mountain Morning Show here on Mountain Home Radio, brought to you by your friends at Baxter Regional Medical Center right here in Mountain Home. We're back, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is Wednesday morning, the 18th day of September 2019. If anybody saw just the mayhem that goes on behind the scenes in here, they'd be amazed we actually came back and rejoined the show as quickly as we did. It's all good. Tommy Hagen, Seal Gusecki in here. We've been talking about anything but gardening. But right now, we need to turn our attention to the subject matter at hand. Let's start things off back at the fair, because we sort of jumped out of here without completing things here real quick there at the fair.
Well, we kind of were talking about that. We were talking about maple trees during the break.
Well, that's where it started out. It really diverged from there. So,
you know, one of the neat things about the fair this year was the entrance to the fair.
Uh-huh.
That we have one of our little work spots, or one of our garden spots, is right at the entrance.
Yes.
I thought it was fantastically beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Good enough for several photos, but anyway.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
several hundred.
Tommy, you say that. I actually saw several photo ops taken of people going into the fair right there in that area.
It was really pretty, and the crew that work on it needs to get a pat on the back. But anyway, that was pretty, and then, of course, we're right there in that building, and that building that's a fun building to go to when you go to the fair. We're in there. The wood carvers are in there. The photographers are in there. The craft guys and gals are in there. The artists are in there. It's a fun building.
Yes.
You need to put that on your list of things to go to. So,
very, very cool stuff over there. But we were talking with somebody from the fair. They were saying that canned goods are going down. People that do their own home canning are going down. Master Gardener, that's right up your guys' alley to do stuff like that.
Well, our friends from the vineyard that we've talked about before, they have quite a garden this year. They talked about putting in two cucumber plants for pickles, and their son decided they needed four. I think they're at over 50 jars of pickles and counting at this moment.
Yep.
And they actually displayed several items at the fair that canned.
Very cool.
He's also at the vineyard. He had a small crop of Chamberson grapes that wasn't, he didn't spray it in time for a certain pest.
Right.
And he lost a lot of that crop. So he instead made Chamberson grape jelly.
Ooh.
And I want to tell you, if you can secure a jar of that from him, Tommy, and the rest of y'all, that would be...
Okay.
It would be something. It was very good. I also want to give him a plug. His vineyard is going to be called Faraway Vineyards, and he's not quite in business yet, but by next year they should be.
Okay.
This is his third year for grapes, and just to show you what you can do down here, 2 years ago he harvested 1,400 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, 1,100 pounds, and this year, 4,756 pounds of grapes they harvested.
Wow.
Had a bumper crop. He actually fertilized this year. I think it made a difference.
Well, the water at the start of the year may have helped a little bit, too. But, yeah, that's fantastic.
Absolutely. So they did real well. So next year, he should be in business with somewhere around 700 bottles of wine.
Oh, party's on. Party's on.
And those are Cynthiana grapes, which is the most common grape grown down in Arkansas.
Yep.
So if you're looking to do something at home for just a little home-type thing, that's a good grape to look at.
Okay. Fairly hardy, and I know that it is a very, very adaptable to this region.
Absolutely.
Fantastic.
It is. Absolutely.
A little bit of tip right there. So maybe not in the vineyard business, but if you're wanting to have some delicious grapes to chew on here next fall, it's a nice little way to put something in there.
They're not a great one for eating because there's a lot of seeds. They're a great one for if you're making jelly or if you're making wine. So if you're into just a little home type stuff that you want to do, which is how he and his wife started, something to think about.
Well, I come from grape country out there on the West Coast, and that's, you know, a few seeds aren't much of a problem. Even if they're a little bit seedy, it's generally not much of an issue. So
they're very good if you eat them.
They have a great flavor to them.
Yes, they do.
And you did see it. People don't like the seeds. Watermelon seeds, grape seeds, they tend not to enjoy those. So they'll slow you down a little bit, but great flavor. But like you said, a couple of great products come out of that.
Absolutely. There's all kinds of things you can do with it. So pick up a book and put in a plant and see what you get.
Well, speaking of picking up a book and putting in a plant, there's a lot of plants that are available here in this area to choose from. But what is going to be our featured plant of the month for this month?
Our plant of the month is a pineapple sage, but a variety called Golden Delicious.
Okay.
Ooh. All right. Now, Golden Delicious, you probably have seen commercially here pineapple sage, a dark green leaf, red flowers. The leaves have a great aroma of pineapple.
Okay.
But if you get the variety called Golden Delicious, it has bright lime-colored leaves.
Oh.
And they're lime all season. Gets to be the size of a nice, they say 2 to 3 feet, I say of a good-sized mum.
Okay.
It grows in good soil. It grows in poor soil. I've got it planted in just Arkansas clay at my house,
wow,
and I love it.
Okay.
All right. The aroma's great, but I buy it just for the color of the leaves. Now, it's not blooming yet, but it will be blooming soon with the red buds.
Okay.
And it looks just like any other salvia-type plant.
Okay. So that is a fall bloomer, then?
It is a fall bloomer.
Okay.
It is a zone 8 to 10 plant, but in some winters, depending on our winter and depending what side of the house you plant it on, it may come back. I have it come back one out of three times.
All right.
Not easy to find here locally, but I have found it in Fayetteville and Springfield and Little Rock.
All right.
You can probably order it online, though I haven't tried to do that. But if you can get your hands on it, and sometimes they do get it here, it just depends. They order pineapple sage, but they don't always get Golden Delicious.
Okay.
They just get the ordinary variety.
Gotcha.
But I highly recommend it. It's a standout, a great foil in your garden for something to set off colors.
Is this something you can buy that is ready to stick in the ground? Is this something you have to nurture a little bit, or what are we looking at for
care? No, you just buy your plant in the spring, put it in the ground, and watch it grow.
So this is something you needed to plan for a little bit earlier in the year.
You have to get it in the spring.
Okay.
Definitely. These are plants you're not going to find year-round, even in these other locations.
Okay.
And it's what you asked about at one point in time, a low-maintenance
plant. Yes, low maintenance. That's always good.
Not much to do with it except watch it grow. I really don't prune it like you do a coleus or anything like that. I just stick it in the ground and life goes on. Oh, yeah. It really is a low-maintenance plant.
Fantastic.
Since you asked me that a couple months ago, it's been on my mind.
Well, I just know there's a lot of people out there that in the 25 to 35, 40-ish neighborhood that they've got two or three kids. They have one kid in soccer. They have another kid doing robotics, another one playing basketball. They're pulled in so many different directions. They want to have a great-looking yard. They want to have some great-looking stuff out in front. They don't have the time to spend on it. So low maintenance for some folks is almost necessary.
We are, and sometime over the winter, we're going to do a show on just low-maintenance plants for all everybody. Right. You gave me a great idea okay. for that, and I thought I was so stumped when you asked me that question. I went, duh, you know better than that.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, I do my best to ask the one question that nobody's prepared to answer every show. So
Thank you.
No, not at all. It's just I got tongue-tied, that's all.
Well, yes, yeah. But there is a lot of things that you can do for those folks that were like me. I had four daughters. I was dragged so many different directions.
Of course.
Have time to spend making my yard look great, but I still wanted to have a few things that just sort of stood out a little bit. So there are some things you can do, even if you're being pulled 24/7.
Absolutely.
There's still some stuff you can do.
As long as you run a sprinkler line so that you don't have to mess with it.
Right.
I recommend doing those kind of things okay. if you're active. You know, you can put in, weeping lines. You can buy PVC pipe.
Right.
And just put tees in them so every so often mm-hmm. with a riser and a little sprinkler head
yep.
on top. Quick couple connection on the end, drain on the low end.
Mm-hmm.
Just recommend the drain so that
yes.
in the winter you open the drain
yes.
and it goes out and you're fine.
People often forget the drain on the one end and they wonder why they have all the broken pipes.
Cracks.
Yeah.
Well, I have a funny story about that. I was fixing to start the line one spring mm-hmm. and I forgot to flush it first just in case something had crawled up it.
Okay.
Closed the valve, turned down the sprinkler, and all but one sprinkler head on the line was going up. So I turned the water off, went back over, unscrewed it, and looking straight up at me was a baby snake.
Oh!
And I said, now what do I do? And then I went, duh. I went back over to the water faucet, and I turned it on, and very slowly that dude came out, and it got shot way up in the sky, which was taken by me.
You want grains of snakes? This is how we get snakes falling from the sky.
That's what we did.
So you're the one that made it happen. Okay.
See, that's when you see them go up like that, that's when you start playing with target
that
practice.
That is funny.
Oh, my.
I would have loved to have had a picture of that. That would have won you $10,000 on Funniest Home Video.
Oh,
that
it was. Yeah. It was funny. When it slowly took off, I went, pew, that was good.
So check your drains. Very easy to install something like that, though. Springtime is probably the time you want to be doing that. Although this time of year, if you don't have anything in the way, this is really a great time of year to get some of that foundation work done.
Absolutely. Clean up your yard, clean up your pots, clean up your tools when you put them away.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to want to mess with them in the spring. And if you yep. haven't run any water through this sprinkler system, there's no reason you can't play with it now when
right.
you have more time. Weather is nice in the fall
yes.
for doing things.
Yeah. Usually.
Lots of things that can be done this
yep.
time of year that we can just use for a staging grounds for next year. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. It is. There's all kinds of things we can do. There's probably a few tips that you have. Number one tip for somebody that's getting ready in the next month and a half or so to tear down everything they put up for the year to get it ready for next year, what would you say is just the most important thing to keep in mind?
Prepare your garden beds. All right.
Okay.
Work on the soil, I think, is the most productive thing you can do.
All right.
All right. Add amendments to the soil.
Mm-hmm.
Dig compost into there.
Okay.
If you do that, you'll be richly rewarded next year with your flowers or produce, whatever you're planting. But
okay.
it will be worth your while to do that.
Very cool.
And protect your plants with mulch. Anything you got there?
That was the main thing. The other thing is, believe it or not, it's getting ready to be time to start bringing your houseplants inside.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
So you need to water, get those guys cleaned up. And it's funny because I only have two of those, but I was looking at them yesterday, and these big boys may have to have a new home because they have grown significantly being out on my porch. They've had a great life this last summer. And when they come inside, I'm not sure exactly where they're going. But that's another one you need to make sure is pest-free when you bring it inside.
Yes.
Clean it
yep.
up. Get it ready for the wintertime. And when you bring it in, obviously you got to know what your plant is, but they still need a little sunshine.
Mm-hmm.
So put them somewhere where they can get a little bit of light.
Right.
So anyway.
Clean them with insecticidal soap before
right.
you bring
yeah.
them in.
Little
white flies and those kind of things
yep.
you'll bring in. And if you do that, you'll have a hard time getting rid of them once they're in the
yes,
house. But
yes,
spray them outside, hose them off real
right.
good, and then
yep.
spray them with that.
Is it also a good thing, because you mentioned mixing in
mm-hmm.
compost into your soil
mm-hmm.
so you can condition it. What about fertilizer in fall? Is it just a 12-12-12, would that
I
work?
I would just, if you're not planting anything, I just do a well-balanced fertilizer, definitely.
Okay.
All right? If you're fertilizing and your lawn, I would recommend something where the second number is higher, because that helps the roots, and the roots are what's growing on all of your plants this time of year. You don't get new leaf growth, but so your growth is actually underground, not above ground.
Right.
So if you're going to do the lawn, I would do that, but I wouldn't necessarily, I don't know that I'd fertilize anything. If you're putting compost in it, you're actually putting fertilizer in it.
Right.
Initially, when the stuff breaks down, it takes nitrogen out, but once it breaks down, it puts it back in.
Right. Yep. Lots of great tips I know that we can talk about, but right now, we're going to have a chance to go to break on time, Robert.
For real?
Yeah, for real. You're listening to The Morning Show here on Mountain Home Radio.
No way.
Simulcast live across all three of our Mountain Home radio stations, KJMT, Mountain Talk 97.1, KCMC, Mountain Country 94.3, and KRZP 92.7. We're going to take this quick little break, back with CL, Tommy, and Robert to close it out right after this. And we are back here, The Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio. It is Wednesday morning, the 18th day of September, 2019. Controlled chaos. If you're in here looking behind the scenes at what goes on when Seal and Tommy come to the studio, you'd be amazed we ever push the right buttons to get on the air.
Well, and not only that, with Tommy around, it's amazing we get a word in edgewise.
I've been real quiet today. I've been real quiet.
No, Tommy hasn't talked much today.
Yeah, I tell you what, we'll take him out back and get that taken care of for you later there, Tommy.
I was telling these guys on the off time, I got a gift certificate for this wildflower seed company in Fredericksburg, Texas.
And you've not stopped smiling.
And I'm going to say, I got money and I just don't know how to spend it. I'm just so excited. Anyway.
So what is the catalog? Where's it at?
It is Wildflower Reference Guide and Seed. Okay. And it's in Fredericksburg, Texas. And if you ever go to Fredericksburg, that's in the hill country, and it's big wine country now, but it is one of the cool stores. Kind of like Baker Seeds around here. It's a really cool store. They've got all kinds of things to buy. If you got money in your pocket, they got a place for you to spend it.
Well, you've got money in your pocket.
If I do, I've got money.
And
it's free. It's kind of like free money. But anyway, I'm trying to figure out what seeds I need for my yard right now, but I'll figure that out.
Hostas.
I don't need hostas. We do have some good things coming up. October 10th is our next meeting, and we have Zach Martin coming. He is a grassland specialist at Baxter County Conservation District, and he's going to be talking about our native grasses and habitat for quail.
Ooh.
I've heard this talk before, and it's fantastic. And again, quail is one of the things that do need habitat.
Yes.
And this guy is showing you what you can do, what all you can do to take care of that. Our programs are typically 45 minutes to an hour long, but they're super informative,
super
informative. And again, all guests are welcome. We meet at the Presbyterian Church right across from Cooper Park.
Right.
And it starts at noon. And again, the date will be October.
Starts at 1.
Well, I'm sorry, it starts at 1. I get there at noon because there's food. But
I'm right behind you.
You know where Tommy's priorities are at.
And then the next meeting will be November the 14th, and that'll be Brad Runcick. Brad is our new extension guy, and he is a fantastic kid. And he's going to be talking about, and a kid, 40-year-old is a kid for me now.
That's what I get.
Anyway, wrapping up your garden for the winter.
Yes.
Brad he's jumped right in. I think he's done a fantastic job. We've been blessed. But he's a good guy. He's if you've got a question about anything outdoorsy, give him a call. He wants to help people.
Right.
That's your taxpayers' money working.
Yes.
Take advantage of those guys. Yep. Mark Keaton was his predecessor, and Mark and I became best friends because he's a Razorback fan too. But anyway,
good
guy. This guy, I don't know about Brad's football teams, but he's a good guy.
As long as it's not San Jose State, we're good.
This week again, that's right.
No, he's a local fella, so
he's
he's
local.
Good stead.
So this is a couple of great meetings here to wrap up the year. I know you guys have had some success. Seal, you talked about the meeting you had here earlier was the largest one you'd had, and I love hearing that you've had some success.
Our seminar, and we're starting to work on the seminar for next year.
Okay.
So watch the website. Within another 2-3 weeks, we're going to start announcing our speakers.
Okay.
And we have some great ones lined up, and we're also lining up. There was one good speaker we couldn't get for next year, and we're about to book him for the following year.
All right.
So, well, you know, if you got to get ahead,
you got to get ahead.
So
we're
real excited
about
what's on the drawing board. So keep watching the website for the information.
And that website is?
BaxterCountyMG.com.
Stop on by and check that out. We've got just about 3 minutes left here in the show, and right now I want to talk about this season because we're getting ready to, all the garden stuff we've had up all year long is all getting ready to come down. there are certain things we need to do this time of year to get prepared for the wintertime. So can you give us a couple tips here before everybody starts to close things off for
the year?
Well,
the first thing you don't want to do is start pruning any of your rose bushes or shrubs or trees until they go dormant. Okay. Because otherwise you'll encourage them to grow, and you don't want to do that because you want the strength to go into the roots like we talked about. So don't do that. Clean up your flower pots like we talked about, and start thinking about what you're going to do, not just for fall. I pretty much switched over to fall on your flower pots now, but think about what you're going to do for Christmas in them. It's a good time of year to get little shrubs and evergreens on sale. Mm-hmm. Everybody's looking to move that inventory off their lot. And if you find something, you can get it cheap, and you can have something in there for winter. And it doesn't take a lot of maintenance to put a shrub in a flower pot on your front porch in the wintertime. You got to water it maybe once a week, but you're talking about taking a pitcher out there and watering it. You're not talking about 90-degree weather.
Exactly.
So it's a good time of year to start planning ahead for that. Okay. I think that would be a good idea.
And it is. And the end of October, another month or so, keep your eyes open, guys. If you're looking for bargains, it's like Seal said, these stores don't have any room to carry these plants over. Lowe's, Home Depot, I promise you, I have a kind of a schedule during that time of the year that I go find things. And anyway, they have them. I bought plants 90% off. I mean, I buy stuff, I don't even know what I'm going to do with them, but I buy them because you can't leave them. That's right.
A few years back, I bought a blue atlas cedar that was a $150 tree, and I bought it for $20.
Yeah, wow.
The bargains are out there.
Okay.
Now, you're going to have to go. You're going to have to go often and check things out, and just depends how much you want to wait to see if you're the lucky winner when it gets cheap. But that's okay. My girlfriend one day was carrying out this pine tree out of one of the stores, and as she was walking out, a guy walked in and says, "Oh no, I came for that. That was the last one."
First come, first serve.
And that's the way
her girlfriend also loves Japanese red maples as much, maybe more than I do, as a matter of fact. We battle for those things. It's kind of like we're in there making sure we get the because they're Santa Claus is coming, Christmas is coming. They got to get that stuff out of there. So it's a fun time to shop.
I'm going
to
find some of those little Snap-on little sold stickers on things. I'm just going to walk through there and right before Tommy shows up.
You're a mean man.
We've got about 30 seconds left here, and you guys have a meeting coming up here in October. Anybody can attend these meetings. You don't have to be a Master Gardener to attend. Of course, obviously, you want them to join Master Gardeners, but for somebody who's needing some information, these meetings are free.
Free for anybody to come. You're welcome to come. We encourage you to be a member, but you don't have to be a member to come. You can come and ask your questions. You can call Brad at 425-2335 and ask a question if you'd like to. If you have a plant problem, Brad can help you. If you have a plant problem, bring it to the meeting. Everyone will try to help you as best they can.
Okay.
So absolutely, you're welcome to come. The first hour is the presentation. The second hour is our meeting. You're welcome to stay for the whole dude. And in between them, we have about a 15-minute break, and that's when we serve the food. We don't let Tommy eat ahead of time.
Yeah, Tommy gets early. You just heard that story.
Yep. But this all happens, so stop on by, check that out here on October 10th. Believe it or not, we've run ourselves completely out of time here this morning. You've been listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio. We're simulcast live on all three of our Mountain Home Radio stations. On behalf of Tommy and myself, thanks for listening. I'm out the door, back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.